As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, Katie and the crew, Smith Indoor Garden. You want those big, sticky, shock absorber-sized buds? Go to Smith Indoor Garden. Or tomatoes. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're growing, they're going to help you grow it. Done, grow it right. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Hey, Hunter. When is telling someone to relax ever made that person relax?
I know it drives you absolutely. If you were to tell Brock, maybe I shouldn't say this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Brock, just relax.
There's something about telling someone to relax that just does the complete opposite. Because usually when you're telling someone to relax, they're already kind of worked up.
Hey,
right?
Hey. Relax.
Oh, yeah, I'll relax. some guy tried to tell the cops to relax down in Florida, and it went about as well as you thought. Anyway, last Thursday, cops in Florida caught a 31-year-old man with a glass pipe attempting to light up. When the police approached him and he saw them, he tried to walk away, but they caught up with him. That's when he informed cops, quote, meth is legal now. Well, it's not. The man was arrested on felony drug possession charges.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Go on about your day.
I'm a cop, and I didn't even know.
So he was arrested for a felony drug possession charge as well as resisting police, which is a misdemeanor. The same guy was arrested just 3 months ago for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. So he's a fan of it. But, yeah, so he told the cops, hey, relax, guys.
Relax. Which is it? It's legal.
Meth is legal now. Oh, you didn't hear? You didn't hear? We're in Florida. Meth is totally okay. It's okay.
Yeah. You know another thing that bothers people? What? I know it bothers you too. Hey. Shh.
God. Yeah, don't ever shush a cop. Tell him to relax. And then tell him meth is legal right now. That's two of the things. If you are an adult shushing another adult and telling them to relax, you're the worst kind of person. Oh, God. I will lose my mind. So, yeah, and just so we're clear, anybody planning a trip to Florida pretty soon and you kind of tuned us out halfway through and you're like, oh, yeah, Brock and Hunter said meth is legal. No, meth is still not legal in the state of Florida.
It's still very illegal.
Out of all of the states, you're probably the closest to being legal, right? So, like, I mean, you got all the other states, and if you were to rank them by where meth is the closest to being legal, Florida's definitely top of the list. Like, okay, yeah, it's close, but still not legal in Florida.
You know, really thinking about it, I've never smoked meth, but I think Florida would be like the last place you'd want to smoke meth. It's all hot and sticky.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it sounds like it gets your heart going, right?
So you're saying like keep meth for the cold temperature areas like up north?
I don't know.
Meth in Florida, meth in Canada.
Like, why is it so rampant in Florida? It's interesting.
Tell you what, man, if you ever done meth in the middle of winter in Alaska, it's amazing. All right. I didn't even need to wear a jacket. It's great.
My heart's going 1,000 miles an hour beating that fast. Last thing I want to be doing is looking at the Florida sun. My God. He's
on the beach, high on meth in Florida. In the middle,
terrible.
In the middle of July. Awesome. That sounds great. However, meth in wintertime in Alaska where it's dark for like a month straight and you got to fight grizzly bear or polar bears. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect for it.
You might need it, actually. Yeah.
Hey. Relax. Meth is legal now, guys. Hey, relax. Meth is legal now. We're in Florida. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.